Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second, the left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to third. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox scores. It's 1-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montanez moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into center field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Montanez scores. Stearns goes all the way around to score. Mozzilli moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Whitfield moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ivey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. Stearns goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Evans moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox, who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Maddox throws the ball into Randall, who tags Herndon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clark scores. Evans scores. Ivey goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 5-3, Mets. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Bob Nepper. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to second. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. LeMaster fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-2 in the game. Zachary bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Zachary scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ivey for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montanez. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Montanez steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. LeMaster moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to third. Cruz moves to second. 1 out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LeMaster scores. Cruz moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Mets. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hector Cruz now playing left field. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozzilli for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ivey for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Herndon hits a line drive towards short. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 4 in the game. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.